The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's the Daily Dish.
So the Star magazine claims that Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, Portia, have set some new rules in their relationship. I got new rules, I kind of, what? Okay. She sings that to her. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Source tells the magazine they've decided to banish all negativity from their lives. No more jealousy, no more bickering, and more date nights.
That's great rules to live by for any relationship,
totally.
Really.
Yeah, really. Because anytime you bring that negativity in a relationship, it's just bringing everybody down, and you don't want that. So Ellen promised to work on being a better listener, while Portia vowed to be more patient with her wife's demanding career, which I can imagine that could get a little tough at times, right? Because Ellen's always doing something. So it's give and take. They're making each other the priority now, and whatever they're doing now is working, so that's good.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Sad news yesterday that shocked everyone.
Yeah.
Not only in the sports world, but also everywhere. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash outside of Los Angeles. Now, this helicopter went down in Calabasas after catching fire. There were other people, about nine total on board, including Kobe's 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, who also perished in the crash. And, you know, like I said, the sports world was shocked. Tons of players all across basketball and sports were just shocked as we were, as well as the Staples Center. Tons of people came out to offer their flowers, hats, jerseys, and all that memorabilia to remember Kobe. And even Dallas Mavericks are going to retire the number 24 in honor of Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Grammys last night were at the Staples Center.
I know. I thought that was pretty crazy. So everybody was outside of there as well. Very devastating, especially, you know, it's just so sad when you heard that his daughter was with him at this. And people were saying, who had seen what was going on, they're like, no one would have survived that crash. They
very
just saw it.
Emotional tributes last night on the Grammys as well for all of those that perished in that crash. But yeah, a big shock to the entertainment world completely. Well, so
it was one of those things that when you saw it, you're like, please let this actually be fake news.
Right. We're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This, what happened? And so, yeah, I know when I was at home and Jocelyn told me, she's like, I guess Kobe died in a crash. And I'm like, what? So I stopped what I was doing, turned the TV on, checked the news, and had to check like multiple times. Because anytime anybody passes, you're like, wait, what? You just stop in your tracks.
Well, especially if they're still so young and everything, you do not expect something like this to happen.